This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We are live at the Beacon Building at 814 Elm Street. We're right in downtown Manchester. Come on down. You can have some lunch at Midtown Cafe. If you're sitting at your desk, or you can pass the word along as well. If people are sitting at their desk, they can stream us live on the World Wide Web at WTPLFM.com. It is powered by the Granite State Dairy Promotion. And, of course, as I always say, we have a packed show. Where is Mr. Freeman?
I don't know. I'm sure he'll roll in here.
Yeah, he should be.
He often rolls in right at the very top of the show.
That's true. So Steve Freeman, Manchester Food Co-op. And then at the top of the hour this morning, I was at the annual breakfast for Make-A-Wish, and it was just absolutely amazing. I'm just going to leave it at that because
we'll be hearing about that.
We're going to be hearing about it at the top of the hour.
Great.
And then we'll be joined with Shelley Wolcott, Healthy Solution Spice Blend.
And she's making us something yummy. She told me.
As she always does. Oh, she told you?
She did.
Don't tell me.
Yeah, I'm not going
to. Don't tell me.
But it's yummy. It's not good for us. But it's healthier because it's less salt. No salt, right?
Right.
It's
exactly.
healthy spices, but maybe not. I don't know. Maybe she's doing a healthy version of it, but it sounds yummy.
Oh, boy. It's Healthy Solution Spice Blend. So healthy's in the
exactly.
title.
So it must be good for you.
And, okay, and I do have some news to share. I mean, it's not good news, but it could be good. So that's where I need all of the listeners' help here. There was a fire in Manchester, like early morning, 3:30-ish. I believe it was like on Cypress Street or around Cypress Street.
This morning?
This morning, early. And 6 families got displaced. And everything is like gone, I guess. And 2 of those people in there are 2 of my employees. Tim, who is our bar manager over at Jay's Tavern in Milford. And then Andrew, who works over here in the Manchester location. And what we are doing, I mean, literally, nothing. So tomorrow, all day for 24 hours, because the Red Arrows are open 24 hours, we are donating 5% of our sales at all 3 diners to Tim and Andrew. So tomorrow, starting at 6 a.m., get out to any one of the Red Arrows. Go breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And
right?
Jay's Tavern as well.
Okay.
Jay's Tavern, it is open to Jay's Tavern as well. One of the bartenders, bless her soul, Melissa, she just texted and said, is Jay's involved in that too? And I said, of course it is. You know, so 5% of all the proceeds of all 3 diners and Jay's Tavern will go towards my 2 employees, Tim and Andrew. So,
and what were the times again?
24 hours starting at 6 a.m. tomorrow
starting
morning till 6 a.m. Saturday morning. Any one of the diners or Jay's Tavern. So.
Awesome.
I'll say this a couple of times during the program. So,
and I'm sure that a lot of times people will set up other ways. Does the city set up anything for? A lot of times I see where they will set up ways to donate clothes and food and.
Well, you know, it's funny because Andrew texted the GM this morning, Jamie, and said, "Sorry, I'm going to be late today." Or it was just something, you know, my house caught on fire. And Jamie was like, yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay.
Don't come to work today.
But, you know, found out, you know, talked to him, and, you know, so on and so forth. And he has no clothes. And we're at our manager meeting this morning. And Jamie says, if anybody has any size 32 pants, you know, and I'm like, that's Daryl's size.
So yeah.
I called Daryl. I go, listen, you got to get some clothes together for Andrew.
So he doesn't have to come to work in his PJs.
Same size. So Daryl came. Half hour later, he's in the manager meeting with a garbage bag of clothes for Andrew. So,
that's great.
Yeah.
That's such a hard thing to happen.
Yeah.
It seems to have happened a lot in Goffstown. There's several families since I've lived there. I think I've seen probably 6 at least house fires in the time that I've lived there. We're like gone, everything. And it's just actually 2 doors down from me, lightning struck my neighbor's house. And, you know, they were able to rebuild and everything. But it's a very heartbreaking, hard thing to go through.
Lose everything like that. Yeah that's horrible.
Okay.
Today's food holiday.
Yep.
It's not, I mean, it's National Emu Week.
Emu?
Yeah.
Like the animal?
Yeah, National Emu Week. It's this one's not too bad. It's World Cocktail Week. I like that one.
I like that one a lot. Sign me up. So all week long, I can celebrate with cocktails.
And listen to this. In the UK, it's National Donut Week. So we can have a donut and a cocktail, Tracy.
You know, I've exercised this week. I think I can indulge a bit.
Right? Oh, my gosh. Unbelievable. Let me see here. Let's see if I have any other.
Is there something specific for today or just weeks?
You know, National Nutty Fudge Day, they're kind of strange ones.
See, okay, so let's talk about Nutty Fudge for a second.
For a second, because Dawn is on the line.
Okay. Fudge should not have nuts in it.
I agree.
Okay,
thoroughly
so
agree. I
know some people probably disagree with that. So you're probably either a fudge with nuts person or a fudge without nuts person.
Fudge should not have nuts. Yeah, I agree. It should be just all fudge.
Agreed. That's why I like today's food holiday.
Okay, and without any further ado, let's welcome on Donna from Delaware. Hi, Donna.
Fudge with nuts. Yes, fudge should have nuts, because you know why? Chocolate and nuts go together. I'm cuckoo,
no,
I'm chocolate,
no,
and I'm
no,
crazy.
No. I knew you would be the nutty one.
Yes, I am. I'm full of it. You hear me? I'm nutty as a fruitcake.
Well, I'm smooth. They gotta have smooth fudge. No.
Oh, yuck.
Yuck! You don't eat no fruitcake?
Oh, no. No.
See, y'all don't know what y'all missing. You know, I made rum cake this weekend. You hear me?
Now that I would
did
have.
Did you? Oh, my
yes,
goodness.
Yes, I did. I made rum cake for my mama.
Nice.
Yup. I gave her steak and lobster and rum cake. And also, I made coconut shrimp because, you know, I'm cuckoo for coconuts. I did it all for her. Yeah. Bought her a nice purse. See, my mama good.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah, I want brownie points for heaven.
I like that.
I took my mom painting. We went
that
to
was nice. I seen
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Muse
that's something
paper.
That y'all could always have.
The what?
You'll always have that painting.
Yes, exactly. We had a really good time. My granddaughter, my daughter, my mom. It was very fun. We had a great time. So, yeah.
That was nice.
Yeah.
So everybody good? Everything's good? Is it sunny out there or is it still raining?
Gorgeous.
The nicest day we've probably had so far.
Well, you know what? Y'all enjoy it because y'all deserve it. Here
yes, we
it's
do.
Still, it's gloom. It looks like we're in Ireland.
Oh, too bad.
Oh, well, that's how it goes. But, you know, I'm sunshine anyway. So y'all
yes,
ready?
Yes, you are. We're ready.
Ready, ready.
All right, here we go, girls. Here we go. Here it is. It says, I am learning that you can be an inspiration or you can be an infestation. And the way people of the world view you, because people do watch other people. Coco said it best, and I'm talking about the classy Coco Chanel, not the other one that shows all her assy. You hear me? Coco Ice-T's wife from Silicon Valley. Now, I'm talking about classy. Classy stated this. If you want to be original, be ready to be copied. That's right, y'all. Be copied. Which is so true, because last Saturday, I got to see this in action. Ted and I went down to Lower and Slower Delaware. Yes, there's places like that. they still have outhouses. Can you believe it? Mm-hmm, down that way. Anyway, there was three young men that we had trained in our gym, and they won. All three of them won their MMA matches, and two came home with title belts. Teddy told me to put that in there because, you know, he won his props. Anyway, which was nice to witness. And I also got to see French fries at their worst, y'all. Here it goes. I got down to the venue, which was in a casino. And I'm not the gambling type because, y'all know, if I was the gambling type, you know, Donna would always bet on black. Anyway, I was starving like Marvin. And we went into the restaurant. And so we went into the restaurant, and I ordered a turkey burger and crinkle French fries. Now, it was a lot of people in the restaurant, y'all. So But it took forever for our food. I was thinking that they was building North Ark back there. Good Lord. It took them so long. So I'm thinking that these fries better be right. And the fries that they gave me wasn't even fresh cut fries. These fries was the frozen food kind of fries. Now, honey, they was limp and they was pale. And it looked like a dead man's ding-a-ling. Viagra, Cialis, and a penis pump couldn't help these french fries. But I was hungry, and I ate them anyway. Anyway, I ate them along with the burger. It wasn't pretty, because my stomach was jacked up. Gas X, Vino, and Pepto-Bismol. I wasn't good to go. And I don't mean to brag, y'all, but that night, I was tooting my own horn. And once I got home, I let it all out. It made me mad, but it did let me remember that I had some good French fries, y'all, in the Cayman Islands. Carol, do you remember being in the Cayman Islands and had good French fries? And they wasn't even French fries. Remember, they was yucca.
Yes.
Girl, they was crispy, they was firm, and they was hot, just the way I like it. Now, the health benefits of yucca, they help you, it helps regenerate tissue, it's good for anti-inflammatory, and it can lower your blood sugar and improve circulation, because that's, now yucca has it going on, it's better than Viagra. Anyway, so what I did was I made me some yucca fries with some ketchup, and that's the recipe of the week. I'm a sucker when it comes to yucca, french fries that is. Here's what you'll need for inspiration, liberation, good vibration, and all-out radiation with a little love and dedication to make these french fries and ketchup. You'll need 2 pounds of yucca. You're going to peel and you're going to cut them into 4-inch sections. You'll need 2 quarts of vegetable oil for frying. Now, here's how I made the ketchup, y'all. I use banana ketchup. Do y'all know anything about banana ketchup? Well, they got it. It's made out of bananas, for real. And it's some good behind ketchup. So I took the banana ketchup, and I used 1/2 of a habanero pepper. I used 1/4 teaspoon of turmeric. I used 1/2 teaspoon of fenugreek. And that's the powder that I found in the Indian aisle, because you know me, I'm always trying to look for something new. I used 1 clove of garlic, and I used 4 curry leaves, not the curry powder, but the curry leaves. I also used 1/4 cup of honey. Now, I placed that all in my blender, and I mixed it well until it was smooth and creamy. Now, I placed that sauce in a pan, and I heated it to cook on low, stirring it a couple times, and watch it so it doesn't burn, because I had that going on this week, too. Girls, I burnt up my quinoa, set off the smoke alarm and everything, because I had my behind on Pinterest, and I forgot I had the darn quinoa on the stove. Anyway, burnt it up. The fire trucks came and everything. But, you know, Donna's hot, so I let them on in. So they cleared out the smoke. So you're going to let that simmer for about 20 minutes, and then you're going to pour it into a container. And once it cools, you can place the lid. Now, you can make that ketchup ahead of time because, you know, you just can't just slap on some hunts when you got some bubba banging, you hear me, yucca fries. So here's how I made those yucca fries. You're going to place those yuccas into a large pot. You're going to add water, and you're going to cover it. You're going to bring them to a boil over high heat. Then you're going to reduce the heat to medium to low, and then you're going to let them simmer. Now, once your yucca is easy to pierce with a fork, that takes for about 20 to 30 minutes. What you're going to do is drain them and allow the steam to come out. And once they're able to cool for touch, then you can go ahead and cut them into french fry sticks. Now, you're going to disregard that fibrous cord in the middle because it is a cord in the middle of those yuccas. Now, you're going to preheat your oil to 375 degrees, and in a deep fryer, you're going to fry your yucca into batches until golden brown and crispy for about 5 minutes per batch. You're going to remove with a slotted spoon. You're going to drain on a paper towel. So you can toss a little kosher salt with that and serve them hot with that ketchup. And be a sucker for yucca. Can.
Dawn, I'm going to have to speak up here because the ladies
Welcome,
are still
Steve.
Blushing red.
Why? Because them french fries, they yes, was. Yes.
Some
like,
sort of ancient french fry.
Some cold, pale, behind french fries. They needed Viagra and Cialis on them fries. It didn't make no sense. I paid too much money to have those, you know? But I ate it anyway. Because I was starving like Marvin.
Oh, my gosh, Donna. You are something else.
It wasn't right. How you gonna give me some cold lip French fries? They was like a dead man's pecker. It was. It was terrible.
Okay.
I was hungry. And girls, you know how I am.
Just
you
put some sriracha on it. It'll be fine.
No, I like things. I like my fries just like this. Bomb, crispy, and hot.
All right. Sounds good.
We like our French fries like
about,
that, too.
What about the fenugreek? Have y'all heard about that?
Yeah.
Girl, I'm in love with it.
What are you doing with it?
Well, with this thing, I made it with the ketchup. So it was a good thing because the simple fact is, if you're going to have ketchup, normally ketchup is just tomato sauce and sugar. So I made a nutritious kind, you know, because it's good. It's good for you. It's good for kidney trouble, and it prevents cardiovascular disease, reduces symptoms of menopause, because y'all know I'm going through that.
Yeah, I need more fenugreek in my diet then. So you made your ketchup with fenugreek.
Yeah, I put fenugreek. I also put a clove of garlic, and I used the banana ketchup. Have you heard of that?
I've not heard of banana ketchup.
I haven't either.
No,
well, I'm going to send you a picture because it looks just like ketchup. It tastes almost like ketchup, but it's made with bananas.
Really?
Yes, y'all. Mm-hmm. I'm going to send you a picture. You know I got it. You know I got it at the food aisle at the Newark Farmers Market. Because you know I find all kinds of crazy and weird things in there. And you know Donna's crazy and weird. She likes to try different things, and she will try it because she's a sucker for yucca. Yes, I am. Like Rick James said, I'm a sucker for your love, but I'm a sucker for yucca, y'all. So, y'all know life is for living and food is for giving. Do y'all got anything else y'all want to ask Donna? Because Donna got to get up out of here because she got some yucca to do.
Goodbye, Donna.
Thank you.
Take care. Love y'all. Have a great one.
Love you. Goodbye. Okay. We really need to take a break.
We need to take a break so we can recover from
that. Back to Granite State style radio here. We're getting close to New York.
Okay. Believe it or not, you are listening to Food for Thought.
This is not the Howard Stern show.
Steve Freeman is in the house, Manchester Food Co-op, 1077. Stream us live, World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. We're going to go on a short break. When we come back, we're going to get an update on the Manchester Food Co-op.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 1077 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carolyn Tracy. And in the house with us as well is Steve Freeman, Manchester Food Co-op. Live at the Beacon Building.
I think we're all calmed down now.
I think so.
Recovered from Donna.
I think we're recovered.
We'll never be the same, but we're recovered.
It can only get better from here in.
Oh,
right.
Boy. Let me see here.
So we're happy that you joined us, Steve.
Yes,
better late than never.
There's a lot of traffic out there today.
Everybody's out because it's gorgeous.
It's beautiful.
There's a lot of school buses, and school buses take up like 6 cars. So it took way longer to get here than it should have. There we go. The xylophone stopped playing. That was nice. So,
I haven't seen you for a little bit.
Yeah, where were you last month? Peru, Ecuador, Costa Rica. I was right here in Manchester.
I was in Dallas. I've never been to Dallas at that big convention.
Yes.
Yeah.
Convention.
It was awesome.
Yes.
Was
I see one of your friends is doing quite well with a white Ferrari and a Acura or something.
Nice.
In front of a big house.
Probably.
Yeah. He's like one of your
Chris
directors.
Collins.
I think that's his name, yeah.
Chris Collins.
He has a white Ferrari, and there's a red Ferrari parked outside today.
Whoa.
It's just such a nice treat to see that car.
Yeah, it is beautiful.
Even just to look at it.
You know, when you go, so you must go to Miami, you know, South Beach.
I did this winter for the first time.
I mean, I love sitting on those outside, restaurants with a tall table right there at the curb, and you just sit there, and it's a car show.
Yeah.
It's like amazing.
It's amazing, right. The wealth in that community is ridiculous. And it's good to enjoy. It's wonderful. It's fun.
Gives a
city a different vibe. You know, I don't know what it would be like to live surrounded by that all the time if you're, you know, a busboy or waiting tables, and it's just like, I'll never get that sort of thing. So, anyways, I'm glad those people have it, and I love appreciating it for them.
There we go. So what is happening at the Manchester Food Co-op?
Oh, wow. What an incredible week we're having. So Tuesday night, we kicked off our capital investment campaign. So this is, you know, I jokingly say step 322 of getting this co-op open. So this is a hugely important step where we sent out a press release to all our members earlier in the week, and then we followed up starting Tuesday with phone calls. Each board member and volunteer calls about 30 people in a two-hour shift. We all got together at a member's dentist office. We all ordered dinner, had a wonderful time, wore crazy hats and costumes and Penelope's.
And what was your costume? I just would like to visualize
I wore my beach hat. That's, you know, that's about as far as I go.
All right.
In the public, anyway. And
no Speedo to go with the beach hat?
In the public, I spoke of. So, come on, let's not go back to the Donna show.
Right?
But I was the first one. I was so happy, and I'm not bragging because it's all for us. It's not for me at all. But I called one of our members. Yes, we definitely want to give you $10,000 as a member loan. I was like, what? Really? Oh, my God. And I ran into the other room like, guys, 10 grand. And wow. Last night, another 15 grand. So it's like it's really starting to happen, the business side of it. So if you are a member owner, you actually have to be able to fund it. We have two methods of investment. One is preferred shares, which is buying an amount of shares of the co-op, which has their own dividend payable over 5 to 7 years. And I hate to say it, but I'm not the financial guy for the co-op because it's not my forte. So you can buy shares and you'll get paid back over a period of time, or you can give a loan to the co-op and get paid back over a period of time, much like the banks work and much like buying stocks on the stock market. The difference is the more we raise from within, the less we have to pay out to traditional lending institutions. So instead of borrowing at 6%, we're paying back the preferred shares and member loans at 3.5%. So we're saving about 2.5% of interest. And that boils down to whether we sell, you know, a banana for 29 cents or 38 cents sort of thing. So that was, it's just a great way to kick off sort of the summer stretch, which is when we're focusing on this member capital investment campaign. Our manager's hard at work. We have tons of business meetings set up with all kinds of businesses around the community. So many people reaching out to us. We want to be on the shelves. We want to help. It's just, it's like it's happening. And again, our timeline is still right around. We haven't zeroed in because it depends how much money we raise and how quickly. But I'm saying Thanksgiving or so, we'll have the harvest market officially opened as the co-op.
Very cool.
And you can always join us, manchesterfood.coop. Join us online. You can join at the harvest market. We have brochures all over the city here. And we want, you know, we have, I think we're somewhere around 1,350 members or something, and we're still trying to get to 2,000 by the end of the summer. And the more membership we have, the stronger we are as a company.
And that's $100, right, to become
$100,
a member.
One-time purchase, and you're buying a stock share of the co-op.
Well, listeners, what a great way to be involved. Yeah. And, you know, $100, you can be a part owner of the Manchester Food Co-op. Again, Manchester Food Co-op.
Manchesterfood.coop.
Yep. .org.
No.
Oh.
No, we are exclusive and privileged that we can call ourselves a co-op, so we have the domain .coop.
Ooh,
only cooperatives in the world, actually, can own the domain .coop.
So manchesterfood.coop.
Correct. Yep.
Whoa, that's pretty.
So, yeah, continue to watch us grow, help us grow. We're pinching ourselves like, oh my God, we're getting all these pre-commitments. People are saying, yes, come and meet us at our house. We want to write you a check now. We want this thing to happen.
That's exciting.
So it's so exciting. So we're tremendously excited. We thank everyone for the continued support, belief in us. And this is how co-ops happen. It's a lot of people I think are like, why is it taking so long? I'm like, 5 years is like light speed for co-ops to get off the ground.
Which blows my mind because it seems like you close your eyes and then open them and a store is, you know, popped up someplace,
right,
like a grocery store,
right,
or whatever. It's so quick, but this is just so much different, so much more involved than just a corporation.
And it's a very different approach to getting a business open. You know, Walmart here in Manchester just opened their super center, right? What are we in? May 2016. They started kicking tires in like 3.5-4 years ago.
Right.
And they can write a check for $8 billion tomorrow, and they don't need to talk to banks. They just need to get the property open. That took them 3.5-4 years to get open.
Yeah.
where 5 to 7 years, we're for a little grassroots thing. So you go to buy a house. 90 days later, you might have gotten the keys to it. So right. It's just the way it happens.
So whenever you officially make the change,
yes,
from Harvest Market to Manchester Food Co-op,
yep,
will the sign be changed? Will it say Manchester Food Co-op?
I don't have a direct answer to that right now because we're grappling with that as a board as to what our long-term vision is, and are we going to be the Manchester Food Co-op at all our locations, or are we going to be the Harvest Co-op at Bedford, the Manchester Food Co-op at Bedford, the Bedford Co-op subsidiary of Manchester Food Co-op? You know, if we're on South Willow Street, are we the South Willow Co-op? So we haven't come up with that answer yet. I still like the Manchester Food Co-op everywhere because people will say, oh, you going to the one in Bedford or South Willow or Second Street sort of thing.
All seems like the same thing.
Walmart is Walmart everywhere in the world.
Yeah, right.
So I don't think we're going to go global, but we definitely want to grow regionally. So we don't have an answer yet, but somewhere the Peapod logo will be integrated with whatever that we decide on as a name.
Very good. What do you have right there? Something about Girls at Work.
Yeah, I was just down at Girls at Work photographing Timberland, the boot company, shoe company, is down there for their Earth Day today, where they go out and help all these different organizations and give back. And there are probably 50 people down there painting and building and gardening.
So cool.
It was amazing.
So cool. All right, listeners, we're at the top of the hour. We'll be back with Make-A-Wish.